Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting, April 12, 2022, 4 o'clock. Before starting the meeting, read the Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414, is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that we use for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Fowler.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
Sabinski.
Here.
Steven.
Here.
Chairperson.
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call.
Jack?
Yes.
Sabinski?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. We have that and it will become part of the permanent record. Item number six, review and recommendation of contract amendment three with Fire Engineering for WP2, Amanda Grant.
Good afternoon. Bill, can we go to the mat? And Sarah Mechtenberg with FIRA is here with me as well, if you have any questions. But first, I was just going to give you a quick update, because Sarah and I just got back from a walkthrough for part of this project. I don't know where to point, I guess. So if you remember, so this is the W2 flood control, Giles 180th. We bid... a while back, before winter, we bid the water quality basin because there's a sanitary sewer line that had to go under that embankment to service the houses that are all being built right here. So Sarah and I just went on this lovely day and did a walkthrough. So if we look a little messy, that's why. It looks great. So they're really done with that work. The sewer line is ready to go, and we'll be signing off on that part of the work very shortly. But anyway, that was just an update of what's going on site. So for your consideration tonight is a contract amendment number three with FIRA Engineering. And there's really just a couple of main tasks in this amendment. The first is to put together a water sustainability fund application for this project, along with combining it with the WP4 project. The WP4 submitted last round to Water Sustainability Fund and didn't make the cut. So we have a few pointers that we got from the state to incorporate, and we think that combining them just works well. We've done that with 6 and 7. It shows that the Papio sites work in a system, and so we're pretty hopeful that that would be a good application. So we're planning to bundle those together and have FIRA write that large application for us to get that turned in. And then the second piece of this amendment, if you can see this group of trees right here in the spillway, we had those cleared as part of the water quality embankment work just to get that done over the winter so that we don't have to worry about birds nesting and those types of timelines when we do start construction on the main dam. And so one of the things that FIRA's recommended and we've talked over a number of times is to get some additional borings in this area because we weren't really able to get in there when all the trees, it was an old homestead, and we weren't able to get in there. And because this is a huge area of cut and we're really tight on the site of where we can put extra material, we really want to have a better idea of, is this good material that can be used for the dam, or are we just going to be hauling off some dispersive or some bad soils? So we think that will help us kind of fine-tune the estimate and the amount of work that needs to be done. So those are the key elements in this contract amendment three. The not to exceed fee for amendment three is $61,535, and that brings that whole contract with FIRA for prelim all the way through construction administration of WP2 to just over $1.7 million. And as I mentioned, Sarah's here too, if you guys have any questions on the amendment.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? We can have a motion on this item.
Second. Recommendation.
Second.
Second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to the item? Thank you, directors. Roll call.
Zabinski?
Yes.
Taser?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Japp?
Yes.
Shepherd?
I didn't see me raise my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't see you. Go ahead.
Is this the last of the amendments, or will it be more?
Well, I don't know that we can ever promise. This does take the contract all the way through construction administration, so we don't anticipate any more.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Did we have a full vote?
Yes.
Yeah. Aye. Thanks, Amanda. Item number 7, review and recommendation of the joint funding agreements for water quality monitoring. Eric Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is an ongoing project, the Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance. There are several gauges placed in various locations, kind of in the Lower Platte and adjacent tributary creeks and streams, to help monitor water quality and provide useful information to a variety of public agencies, including the NRDs, as well as MUD and Lincoln Water System. And so collectively, the agencies work together to fund the ongoing operations of these gauges. In talking with Lower Platte South, who administers the agreements for the ongoing operations of the gauges, they would like the Papio Missouri River NRD to sign a joint funding agreement. This is something that Lower Platte South has asked the other partners on the gauge network to sign in the past, but because we were both NRDs, there wasn't previously a request for Papio to sign an agreement with LPS. This year, they would like to make sure that all partners have the same type of an agreement on the funding of these gauges, and so they've asked us to sign two different joint funding agreements for Lower Platte South to administer the funding related to the operations of the stream gauges, which are directly operated by USGS. So there are two different agreements, and that's because there is one set of long-term gauges, three individual locations, and that is covered by a single agreement, and that is described in the memo, the partners to that agreement. There is a second gauge at Lashara that has additional partners, and so they are separate agreements from Lower Platte South to the partner agencies for each of those sets of gauges. So three gauges are referred to as the long-term gauges, and the individual gauge at Lashara has additional partners, MUD and LWS. So the recommendation is to authorize the general manager to execute each of the joint funding agreements between the Papio Missouri River NRD and the Lower Platte South NRD for Lower Platte South to carry out on behalf of Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance the funding with USGS to operate the gauges. There is some background information about the type of tests that are carried out at each of these gauges, and I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Thanks, Eric. We can have a motion on this item.
I'll move for staff recommendation.
I'll second that.
Do we have anyone from the public who wish to speak to the item? Not seeing any directors.
Lower Platte South is pitching in on Lashara well as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right. In the attachments, there is a breakdown of the funding from each of the partners. Papio, Lower Platte South, and Lower Platte North are all participating in the Lashara gauge, as well as the other partners, the two water utilities. So everyone is partnering in the Lashara gauge.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Japp?
Yes.
Zabinski?
Yes.
Shepherdson?
Aye. Thanks, Eric. Oh, you on the next. Okay. Item number 8, review and recommendation of the FY 2023 Urban Cost Share Program. Eric Williams.
Each year, the district sends out a letter inviting local government agencies to submit applications for the cost share programs that the district administers. There are 8 programs that we administer. This year, we received applications for 5 of them. There is one program that has administrative approval by staff, the Stormwater Best Management Practice Program. So we did receive an application there, but it is not a recommendation for direct approval by the board because the funding amount is quite small, so it's within the management authority per the policy manual. The first program is the Urban Conservation Assistance Program. This is generally small erosion types of projects. And the dollar funding cap is $30,000. Bellevue has some damage to the outfall and the downstream area of the of a storm sewer, and they would like assistance repairing that erosion to protect that public infrastructure, the outfall of the sewer. It does not include construction of the pipe, which is not covered by the policy, so they have not included that in their cost share request. SID 162 in Sarpy is Millard Park. Their SID is on both sides of the South Papio Creek, so a main creek in the system. And they have a pretty significant amount of erosion up and down the South Papio Creek. In talking with the engineer for the SID, we encourage them to apply for a smaller project this year, which is kind of a something like an emergency erosion control project in one location where the creek is threatening the backyard of a private house, and then we would work with them on a larger, more systemic approach to the South Patio through this neighborhood. It was, from aerials, it does not appear to have ever been straightened or maintained in any way, and so it is a much more natural section, and we would like to encourage them to look at some very environmentally sensitive designs for the larger program into the future. So those are the two projects that we received applications for, and the recommendation is for $30,000 funding toward each of these projects. In general, there are five programs. I don't know if you would prefer to vote on each program individually or all together.
I think in the past we voted on each one separately in case someone wanted to pull one out for discussion.
Vote on each program?
Each program, not each application, just each program. So we would need five motions and votes.
Do we need a motion?
If we ask for Eric gets done, that would be great.
Okay, we want to have a motion and a second on this, each one of them. Okay.
This is just to approve that they meet the requirements of the program and then subject to budget. So we don't have a budget, then we make a decision on what to fund, what not.
Okay. We can have a motion on this?
A motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Any questions from directors on this item? Director Bradley?
Just to clarify, you're just going to vote on the Urban Conservation Assistance Program at this time. Okay. I'll wait for the next.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Zivinsky?
Yes.
Kaser?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Aye.
The second program is the Urban Drainage Way Program. In general, this is larger sections of creeks, larger dollar investment. There are three levels of funding with cost share at 40, 60, or 75% based on the environmental sensitivity of the design. So generally, the project size is larger here, and the cost share request from the district is larger. And this year in particular, we received several requests that are all up to the, or very close to the maximum funding allowable under the program guidelines. And we'll talk about each of those individually. The first is from the City of Bellevue, the Quail Creek Rehabilitation. Several times, district staff have gone out to the area of Quail Creek from Highway 370 north to the confluence with the West Papio, and there is significant erosion and degradation in that section of the stream. It threatens roads, trails, even the confluence, the connection to the maintained channel section. So we have encouraged Bellevue to look at some type of a solution in this location for several years. They've worked with a team who has a good recommendation for how to stabilize this section of the channel and really protect several types of public infrastructure simultaneously. So we think this is a good project. It is expected to be a larger scope project, probably taking a few years between design and construction. And we do recommend that after, if it is approved today to be included in the budget, that we also sign an interlocal agreement with the City of Bellevue specifying the cost share funding in each of probably the next 3 years to allow them to carry out the design, the timeline for the permitting, and then the construction with reimbursement in each of the years based on the work that has been completed. And we have the same recommendation for interlocal agreements on the other large projects as well. But this is the first large project. The second application is also from the City of Bellevue. This is on Whitted Creek, which is just to the east of 25th Street. The district has been involved here in partnering on a trail constructed to a park directly next to Whitted Creek, so I've toured this location many times during design and construction of the trail. There is existing sheet pile, which was intended to stabilize this creek next to the park, the road, and the adjacent private properties. This also is in serious need of restoration and reconstruction, and so this is another project that we have asked the City of Bellevue if they would consider an application and indicated that we would support that, and they have put together an application that meets the Level 2 60% cost share guidelines for the program. Again, we would recommend an interlocal be approved in order to specify the funding in each of the next probably 3 years if this project is approved. Between the two projects for the City of Bellevue, that is a significant amount of funding that would likely be authorized in our upcoming FY23 as well as 24 and 25. In discussing the way in which the policy manual suggests the approval for cost share programs, individual projects which meet the guidelines are recommended in April for approval and then go into the budget process. But during budgeting, staff will work to make sure that we do not allocate more funding than can be met by the revenue that's available to the district. And we have indicated to Bellevue that it is possible that we will not be able to fund both of their projects at the same time because of the number of other projects that we have also talked to other partners about recommending. So during the budget process, we kind of preliminarily expect that Bellevue will be asked to make a decision about whether Quail Creek or Whitted Creek is the priority project, and then we will work with them during the budget process. So the first draft of the budget identifies one of those two for this jurisdiction because there are other projects from other jurisdictions that we also think would be within the guidelines and should move forward within this year. Blair has submitted a project referred to as the Highway 75 Channel Improvements. This is kind of a small drainage ditch. It is overgrown. It has never been maintained. They submitted at the Level 1 75% cost share guidelines. We do not believe that this meets that level of environmental sensitivity. Staff is recommending this at Level 3 or 40% cost share. It is just a functional ditch to convey water away from the highway and away from homes, but it is a project that meets the guidelines under those terms. So the recommended funding amount is different from what was listed in the application. The City of Omaha has submitted a project on Oakbrook Channel down to the confluence. This is another area where the district has spent a lot of time investigating both the stormwater and the adjacent recreation features. We have provided assistance to Omaha slightly upstream of this location in the past, so we are very familiar with the type of stabilization that's necessary. This addresses both the main channel of Oakbrook Creek as well as a tributary up to 108th and Charles. There is a significant systemic failure of the creek threatening roads, private property, OPBD transmission infrastructure, basically every type of infrastructure is threatened in this area. The district has worked with Omaha staff and the design team to encourage them to incorporate a trail along the creek to provide a new connection to the Big Papio Trail, and the scope does include that overlapping design. The district intends to move forward with the design of the trail separate from the design work that's covered in the cost share application here. So another overlapping interest location for the district in both the cost share program and an adjacent trail connection that we're investigating. The last project under this program is the Sarpy County project by Buffalo Road. We have talked about this project a couple times in the past. This is an updated design that is different from what has been submitted in the past. A previous project considered sheet pile or soil nails to stabilize the creek next to the Buffalo Road, current Buffalo Road section. This project is a realignment of the creek to pull the creek away from the road that does not require the significant structural work that was listed in the previous project. So this is both a more environmentally sensitive project and, as it turns out, a lower cost overall for the project. And so from our discussion in the past, I think the Sarpy County and the design team went back and came up with a much better project. And I think they appreciate the district's input to help them find that better project. So this is much improved compared to what we had previously considered. And this is another recommended multi-year cost share because this would be an individual permit. Will likely take about 2 years for that permitting process. And so the design, permitting, and construction would, again, likely need an interlocal to specify our funding over those few years. So the recommendation is to approve all five of the projects, and then staff will move forward, as indicated, that all of these projects are subject to funding in the budget. And we do expect that very likely one of the projects from Bellevue will be either moved into a future year or will be withdrawn based on the total potential funding available, not just specifically in FY23, but because it's expected to be a multi-year project in 24 and 25, we think there would be more of a funding concern if we were to approve all of these projects and look at other projects that we've discussed in the past. So we do expect that Bellevue will likely remove one of these projects from consideration this year. So these are the recommended projects to move forward into the budgeting process.
We can have a staff recommendation on this item.
Are these all inclusive?
What's that?
Are these all inclusive, or we take them separately?
We'll take them separately. I want
okay, to I'll support staff recommendation.
We got a motion. Did someone second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
The only question I had, fiscal year 2022 is $786,000 plus, and then this 23 is going to be $1,335,000. It seems like a substantial increase, certainly.
Yep. So in 22, we had a significantly lower type of set of applications. Generally, this is closer to the funding amount that we see in this program. Mm-hmm. And again, looking forward, we want to be really careful about the projected future year cost share that we would be agreeing to if we signed interlocals and put this funding into this budget. And so while this year it might end up being a little lower than it has been in previous years other than 22, we are trying to be careful about years 24 and 25. But yes, 1.3 is a little closer to what we generally see in this program because of the large scale of the project, large scale of the projects. Some of them are many hundreds or thousands of feet long. It's a kind of a systemic reach type of project rather than the individual spot repair from the last program that we just talked about.
All right, thank you.
I think last year had a little still COVID hangover for
probably
the
right.
Project.
Okay,
agreed.
Any other questions from directors? Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
Zabinski?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Aye.
The next program is the Recreation Area Development Program. This helps to fund a variety of natural resources and outdoor recreation projects. And we received several different applications from all different cities in the jurisdiction. First is Bennington at Tim Ort Park. We have participated in cost share at Tim Ort Park before. I think this is one of the primary outdoor recreation areas in Bennington, and they're asking for assistance to help people increase accessibility to the facilities in Tim Ort Park, and it is within the program guidelines, and so we recommend their application be included in the budget. Second project is Fort Calhoun. This is the Adams Street, what they refer to as Bandshell. It's kind of an outdoor meeting and recreation slash public space activity. From the application, there is kind of a master plan document, which is part of the requirement for the policy that this is part of an ongoing master plan effort. And it shows several different projects that Fort Calhoun has worked on in the past, is working on, and plans in the future. That includes a trail, the splash pad, which we have previously cost shared on, and additional types of outdoor recreation in the future. So they have broken this down into kind of one or two projects a year, and this is the phase that they're working on now because of, as they described in their application, significant public demand for this type of an outdoor meeting space where people can enjoy the newly developed park, splash pad, and trail. So we recommend this as the next project in a series of projects that Fort Calhoun is doing in a centralized location within town. The same type of concept is true in Gretna. Gretna has the Gretna Crossing Park, which is a very large recreation development program that they're doing over several years. The specific phase that they're working on now is installing the restrooms to go along with some of the early phases that they've developed. Restrooms as a new facility are within the program guidelines, and we recommend this be included for funding as well. In the city of La Vista, J.C. Park, sorry, I don't know how to say that exactly, is a park that needs some investment. It has been around for a while, and La Vista would like to install some new playground equipment to bring some new benefits to the park. That would include the fiber mulch and drainage to help keep that location from having some water problems that they've experienced in the past, again, within the program guidelines. City of Papillion also is looking to install a new playground at Garden Street Park, similar to La Vista. And actually, South Sioux City is looking to install a playground at Covington Park. And so there are kind of similar projects from multiple jurisdictions, all within program guidelines, and all of those are recommended. So the total set of six projects are recommended to be included and then considered during the budgeting process this year.
We can have a motion on this item.
Move with staff recommendation.
We got a motion.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Zabinski?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Aye. Thank you. The next program is the Trails Assistance Program. And Bill, if you can go to what's numbered as page 61. The first project here is Douglas County, what's called the West Maple Trail, Phase 1. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. The second page is a map, I believe. And the map show, description, and then maybe map. There we go. If we can zoom out and see kind of the whole area. The location on the south side of West Maple Road has been identified in our PASIV Discovery Metro Area Trail Map for many years. In talking with Douglas County, they are now interested in moving forward with construction of the trail. This map shows a lot of areas to the north of Maple. If you scroll down just a tiny bit, you can see, there you go, the south side of Maple. At the left edge of the paper is the existing Elkhorn River Recreation Area. And then the south side of Maple is where the trail would be considered and constructed, running from down kind of in the floodplain, up the hill, past some kind of industrial properties now, and then up to, at the right end, in the lower right corner, the existing Tahazuka Trail, which goes down to that park. This map was put together as part of the conceptual study when this project was proposed to the Douglas County Planning Commission for their funding consideration. And at the top side of the map, you can see the new dam site 12 location up 216th Street. So the reason that the district spent a lot of time, that I spent a lot of time working with Douglas County staff is this is in line with the long-term master plan for the West Maple Road Trail connection and also the connections to the existing Tahazuka Park and the future dam site 12 makes this a significant kind of premier connected recreation location in the future. From the map, What's recommended now is phase one of the trail. That's how much Douglas County would like to move forward on initially. If you scroll down to the bottom side of West Maple, in the middle you can see kind of some long buildings. Oh, I have a thing for this. Okay, right here you can see some storage buildings. This right here is kind of a commercial building. So phase one is from this commercial building down along West Maple, down and connecting into the recreation area past the sports complex here. This is phase one. Phase two would then run from right here past that storage facility, up the hill, past the cemetery and the landscaping company, and connect to the existing trail here. And so what's recommended now is to move forward with the full design and construction of phase one, with Douglas County understanding that the long-term intention is to construct phase two as they have staff time and funding available for that. And that when the Dam Site 12 recreation facility is constructed, that additional consideration along 216th Street and to the neighborhood on the north would also be given. So we are looking at a kind of comprehensive trail connection in this area, eventually connecting also down toward Elkhorn and west toward Waterloo and over to Valley. So this is kind of a key part of the Douglas County Trails Master Plan that the district has looked at for a number of years. Very supportive of this project. Very glad to have received this application. The second project... Bill, I'm not sure if you can go back to the list at the beginning there. SID 351, I'm sorry, I didn't catch up the page number there. SID 351 in Sarpy County is actually just to the east of Chaco Hills, to the, the southwest of Chaco Hills. It's a new development, and like several other developments in the area, they would like to have a trail connection into the existing Chaco Hills rec area and to the loop trail that goes around the lake. There are about three other locations where that's true. And so they are building a trail. They would like to build a trail in their neighborhood and connect onto the Chaco Hills property and then also do some reconstruction on a section of trail that the district has had some trouble with. So the agreement here was that they would build their trail, we would participate in the cost share, and as part of their project, they would enlarge and replace a couple of the culverts that had some flooding backup during a big storm event last year. So that's an improvement to the park that they would design and construct, and then we would cost share on through this program. So this is beneficial to the neighborhood and beneficial to the NRD and our operations here at Chaco Hills and is all within the program guidelines. Last in this program is the South Sioux City Siouxland Freedom Park Trail. This is a new park that South Sioux City is working on developing, dedicated primarily to veterans, and they are looking to expand the accessibility. They specifically cited that veterans who visit this location sometimes have mobility concerns, and there are some kind of gravel or dirt paths now, and they would like to upgrade that to a concrete trail to connect between the various features within the park. And again, this is within the program guidelines, and we recommend this project be advanced into the budgeting process as well.
We can have a motion on this item. Okay. A second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Director Thompson?
Back on the West Maple project, is that trail all within the county right-of-way?
Yes. The county carried out a conceptual design, and the conceptual design is based entirely off of the NDOT right-of-way, because West Maple is designated state right-of-way. And so, yes, the concept is that it would be entirely off there. That does mean that it is proposed on some private property, so land rights acquisition would be necessary. It is... I'm sorry?
That's county's job.
Yes, that would be their responsibility as part of the project. There are primarily three large agricultural uses in that area, and then the one commercial building. Through our development review committee process several years ago, I submitted a comment, and they set aside 50 feet of right-of-way specifically for this project. So at the commercial location, we already have, I believe the city of Omaha already has rights for trail construction in that location. So the adjacent three agricultural parcels are where the land rights would need to be acquired. They have not previously been acquired, but not intended to be on the state right-of-way at all.
So this is in the city's or county's jurisdiction?
This is in the county's jurisdiction. This is outside of the city of Omaha jurisdiction currently.
General question. I mean, it's phase one, and who knows when phase two is going to come around, but I envision another dead-end trail.
So,
and generally speaking, I mean, we've had phases of trails throughout, you know, our whole district for decades. Are we ever going to just build the whole darn thing, or is this a budget thing? They don't have the money now. I mean, we can have the money. We can budget for us. This is more than half of the trail, right? Almost half.
It is slightly more than five eighths.
All right.
Yep.
So why not the other three eighths? Just get it all done. It was such a good trail. I know that's a question probably for the county, not for us. But yet, if they're asking us for assistance, how many decades are we going to go with a dead-end trail?
So the first phase of the trail is anticipated to have design done this summer and then construction prepared for next year. And I think that the county intends to basically move right away into the next phase. There is no binding agreement per se, but we could look at an interlocal that specifies a timeline for them if that's something that the board would like to see. The reason that the trail is broken right here is that the western portion down to the existing recreation site on the Elkhorn River is very flat, very simple, and a little easier to move forward initially. Although it is only half of the total trail project, the phase two, or the eastern side, is likely to be more challenging and more expensive. I think the thought is that by having phase one completed, the discussion and design of phase two will be able to demonstrate more success to the adjacent property owners who might see the value of that location, and they might not see it if we propose the entire trail all at once. And so this is somewhat of a public engagement type of
concept. Eric, you haven't convinced me, and I know it's a county, but am I alone on this? I mean, it reminds me of the bridge that the highway department built in right north of Dodge, where it ended when I first moved here. What's this bridge? It opened ends up in the air, right? And eventually it was torn off because it couldn't go through Dundee and Underwood, which would have taken your home probably. But anyway, just another example. If it's a good enough project. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong audience here, but they're going to come back in a couple of three, 4 years, who knows how many years, because it's more expensive. It'll be even more expensive down the road. So we'll have a half a trail, 5/8 of a trail for how many years? I know it's a rhetorical question, but...
I do think that the concept is that there are kind of roughly phase one, phase two, and then also the phase along 216th Street. And so there is a very heavy... set of additional recreation benefits very close to this area that will probably encourage them to move forward on that connectivity, because the distance between one...
But we're still going to have half a trail, a dead-end trail.
The building constructed right here was just constructed.
Eric, what I'm hearing you say is...
I'm sorry.
Let's build 5/8 of a trail to justify building the rest of it sometime in the future. And, I mean, I'm not criticizing you, but that's what it sounds to me. It's in here to make a decision on how to fund a portion of a trail. Is this the time for us, NRD, us county, to like, well, they're doing the whole darn thing? And yes, challenging, but they've been sitting on how many years now? So So what are they going to wait for? A new county board or a new budget? What? COVID money? I don't know. Those are rhetorical questions.
I would assume this has something to do with budgeting, is the reason they're doing it this way, is that?
That's my understanding as well, that the budget for Phase 1 is about $1 million with $500,000 requested. The conceptual estimate for Phase 2 is a little closer to $1.6 million, and so the total trail would be 2.6 or so. And so I think the upfront number there is more challenging to them, where the upfront portion for Douglas County now is $500,000. And quite frankly, I don't believe that Douglas County has directly built a trail in many years. And so I don't know the last time that they have taken on this type of project. They have a new employee, Dave Forrest, started recently, and I think he is dedicated to seeing this move forward. And so I think that they are kind of working their way into, the county should be involved in this. All of the cities are involved. The NRD is involved. The county would also like to participate in ongoing trail construction.
Because your point's well taken. We want to finish the trail, but I understand why.
And to answer, Eric, we know why. You want it for the record?
I'll leave that up to you.
Well, the reason they have been is, of course, they had worked with the NRD, and prior board as a whole didn't have a good relationship with us. The things have changed. There's no new election coming up, of course, but there's been some changes on the board. I would be an advocate for completing this whole thing at once. Now, with that effect, doubles our cost share. It's based on percentage.
Can you reach out and see if that's possible?
540.
We can.
It is half.
So I was going to add, we can reach out to county and say, what's your reasoning, rationale for doing it this way? And if you expanded it, would you do it at all? So I guess
Well, and that's kind of where I'm going. If they're not going to do it for years from now, how right. dumb will government look, in a general sense, putting a trail that ends nowhere?
And so we can reach out and do some communication between now and Thursday and just say, what's the timeline if we phase it, and or if we do the whole thing, could you pull that off? And if they obviously say no, then...
Yeah, of course, I make an assumption that this board is in favor of this whole trail, and I haven't talked to Mr. Peter, who's in... This is your district, correct?
Yeah, it is indeed.
Okay. So, but yeah, the assumption is... I mean, I'm supportive of trails, but... I'm tired of all these connections. I've been for 20 years, and all these segments. Here's another major segment when we build the dam, which we're going to build in someday.
Including Douglas County and building trails, which they've never participated in before. So I don't think we want to stomp them right out of the gate. I mean, we want to work cooperatively and hopefully keep them as partners, but figure out to answer those questions, and that way we have a better timeline. So, and we'll just say we would like to complete the whole thing. Would you be able to do it? And then we'll bring it back if they can. If they can, I mean, we got what we got. So.
Eric, am I misunderstanding you? If I can get my... Are you going to go from here along the South Maple to the Waterloo boat ramp?
Sorry, this right here on the east side, this is the river right here.
Yeah.
So this right here, yes, the trail would probably stop right here. There is an existing gravel road through the recreation area that is generally empty, and I think the concept is to connect onto the edge of the existing recreation area and then allow people to use the gravel road to connect the last 100 feet. That is the conceptual design. We could continue the trail on the south side of the edge of the road, but there are, from the aerials, there are soccer goals very close to the edge of the road, and so it might ask the recreation facility to have to adjust some of their property, which maybe they are supportive of, but the concept was stop at the end of the gravel road and allow that to serve the multi-use function. If we want, if in discussion with the recreation facility, they would be supportive of the trail connecting all the way down to the river, we could certainly talk with Douglas County about extending that.
Well, let's carry on. We got the heaviest trail use is Maple Street all the way to Battle Landing. That's without a doubt the most heavily used trail in the rest of Douglas County. Yet we axed it because of.
So in long-term planning, we have had separate discussions that do not directly involved in this project. But in this location, the road is kind of curved because this is on top of former railroad right-of-way. In 2003, there was a railroad bridge across the Elkhorn River that was removed. It was not repurposed for a trail. We have discussed with other agencies about the potential for a connection from the east side of the Elkhorn to the west side of the Elkhorn. There are a few options. You could attempt to use the existing structure on West Maple. That has highway designation. That would be pretty challenging. It is possible to do a bridge across the Elkhorn River. There are several designs that would make that happen. That would be a what I would call a strong candidate for federal aid. And I know that we are in the process of lifting the bridge for Western Douglas County tomorrow evening. So a federally funded bridge project in Western Douglas County is a sticky subject, I understand. But I do think that the connection over to the west side of the river is a very strong case for future work. And in discussing with MAPA, Douglas County, and others who are involved in this type of activity, they also believe that the connection to the west side of the Elkhorn River would be very, very beneficial. It has been included in a lot of master plans for a long time, and this would be a significant step toward connecting the urban portion of Elkhorn down the hill to the river and then lead toward eventually getting across the river.
If I'm not mistaken, we originally had the old, put a bridge where the old bridge was, right below the current Maple Street.
Yes. That that was part of the original Western Douglas County Trails concept with the seven phases that
right.
led to the current project. I think that we could reconsider a potential crossing of the Elkhorn River, but that is okay. somewhat outside of this scope.
Let me ask you a question then. In the original Douglas County program, from the river or from Waterloo West, you had a trail on both sides of Maple Street. And how, okay, which I thought was just absolutely asinine. But yet, from Mallard Landing to Valley, you have one. What's the hell is the difference?
The corridor along West Maple has both wetlands and existing farmland uses. And in a federal aid project, like the Western Douglas County Trail Project, there are significant challenges to impacts to wetlands and to existing farmland. And so the divided 5-foot trail concept was reviewed and approved by NDOT at one point. They later changed their mind and said, we will not support that. So that was removed from the federal aid project, but it could be a connection in the future. Without federal aid, I think that project would be much easier to construct, more similar to a 10-foot trail on one side of West Maple, if that's something that the county and the NRD want to look at in the future.
John, can you imagine this? They give a damn about the wetlands on Maple Street, but they don't give a damn about a stream that's been filled in Western Douglas County.
So I think the common denominator is we will not utilize federal funds to build that stretch of trail. I think that's the common denominator. It was in the original plan. We know it took 15 years or longer to build the bridge across to the Y. And to get what trail we did, $5 million earmark that got diluted to whatever it ended up, and we picked up the tab. So I would say that should be very selective on federal involvement. Maybe like a bridge would be okay, but I would not touch them with a 1,000-foot pole and the rest of it. So I think that's where we work with the county. If we have now a viable partner to build trails, then we work with them to do something that we want and not necessarily meet federal regulations.
Thank you.
Director Bradley.
I was wondering if anybody knows who's the county commissioner for that area.
The application for this project was reviewed and recommended by the Planning Commission, but I don't believe there was a specific action by the Douglas County commissioners. I think it is a Ken Holm signed the application, so they believe they are prepared to make the funding available in their budget, but I don't think there has been an action by the county yet, nor do I think one is necessary in order for this to move forward. That's my understanding, until they get to the point of awarding the construction contract.
Are there any other questions on this side? Director Burnett?
Does this plan have buy-in from, is that Reichsmuth Cemetery?
I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the cemetery.
I think it's Reichsmuth and then two other businesses there. Mm-hmm. And I believe the three farms have a central focus there where they all meet just on the south side of Maple and to the west of those, to that last building. It's kind of a wetland habitat. There's a lot of wildlife in that area. Is there any plan, or do you guys have an idea?
I would expect that
for that use,
the 10% conceptual study that led to this application did not include public engagement or specific discussion with the property owners yet. That was kind of outside of the scope of what was necessary to get this together. I think another reason why the phases were broken down as they were is because the agricultural landowners are expected to be more supportive, and the upper portion is expected to be more challenging. So
they'll all buy in, But I know Reichsmuth will be wondering the impact of their driveways for all three of those buildings there.
Yeah, two corridors were considered. One, which is along the road between the building and the open area with the graves at the cemetery, or also along the edge of the NDOT right-of-way. Those are both identified as potential locations for the trail in the conceptual study, and the design effort would determine which of those is the preferred option, so that would include discussion with the cemetery directly.
And there's four huge culverts there right on the west side of those buildings.
Down here?
Yes, keep going west a little bit, right there.
Yeah.
How are you going to get past that? Are you going back up to the street, or is there...
I think that one is a culvert extension. There's a couple of them. There's one down here, and the idea is just kind of go around the end of it, because there doesn't seem to be any active drainage way. This seems to be just a balancing culvert to let water through in the event that there is some. This one, I think, is an extension of the culvert. There's another large culvert here on this section of the West Patio, and that would be a freestanding bridge in Phase 2. So there are specific ways to overcome the drainage concerns in each of the locations. I think only one of them is a bridge. I think the others are culvert extensions.
Okay. Any other questions from directors?
So we'll go back to the study and we'll find those answers.
We do have the plans that specify that. I'm sorry, I just don't remember off the top of my head what those specific structures are.
Roll call.
Deeser?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Sobinski?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Aye.
The last program is the lake dredging program. There is one application from the City of Papillion, and it is for the silt ponds on the south side of Walnut Creek, which was constructed by the district originally. Silt ponds serve the function of catching sediment, keeping the water in Walnut Creek Lake clean. Over time, they have silted in, and Papillion believes that in order for them to continue to maintain the water quality in the larger lake, they should be dredged. And so they have provided kind of an estimate of the area that they feel would be necessary to dredge. We agree this is within the program guidelines. We didn't find any existing agreements at the time of the construction of Walnut Creek that would prohibit us from participating in additional work in this area. And we worked with the City of Papillion to come up with an estimate. Part of the program is to know the size of the original pond and dredge back only to that size so that you aren't over-excavating a new lake. And so we believe that they have come up with a good estimate for the size of the original pond so that they can dredge, not excavate, to get back to the size of the pond. And the overall cost is $850,000. The maximum in this program is $100,000. We haven't had an application in this program for a few years, but this project is within the guidelines, and we recommend that the district partner on this and include it in the budgeting process.
Can I have a motion on this item?
A motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Director?
How often do you have to dredge a lake of this size, 50 acres?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the lake, what's happening upstream. Most of the sediment comes from the new construction. So new construction to the south has caused sediment to travel down the creek. This is the intended purpose. Some silt ponds are intended to silt in over time and form wetlands rather than open ponds. You can see in the aerial that some of them are completely filled in. If they fill in all the way and there is still additional development further upstream to the south, then they can't continue to catch more sediment. They can serve some water quality function, but you do need some area to trap that sediment. So the expected life of a silt pond varies based on how well upstream the contractors are following the post-construction stormwater management plans, as well as the construction silt fence and other requirements. So it varies by location. There's not a specific answer.
When was the last time this was dredged?
I don't believe this has ever been dredged. This was originally constructed as a pond to help keep Walnut Creek clean when it was constructed in 1995. So it has been 27 years since it was originally constructed. That is a good time for a silt pond to catch sediments.
Did its job.
So. It has.
And Phil, we have some agreements. For example, the City of Omaha, we have an agreement for like Zerinsky Basin that when those fill in, they're not to be
dredged. Okay.
The city won't allow it. So we have some that say that, we have some that don't.
Any other questions from the directors? Director Bratton?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As far as the dredging, not dredging,
what's this do for the quality of fish or fishing there? Because I used to take my kids to Walnut Creek and catch catfish, but I didn't know if there was like bass, bluegill, or that type of thing.
I'm not a fish expert, but I don't believe that there are generally fish in the sediment ponds.
They get there, but they don't, like, we don't stock the water quality basins. We only stock the main lakes, and so I'm sure Walnut Creek was the same, but I mean, they get there.
Well, they do get there, but... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You wouldn't want Larry to before you well, get them all out before...
they drash. Nice red-bellied piranha down there.
I caught one of those in April. Not there, but in Peru.
Any other questions from directors? Roll call.
Butler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Lipinski?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes. We call the FEL subcommittee to order at 4:50 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Notification of the Open Meeting Act. It is in the back of the room. Item 3, quorum call.
Conley?
Here.
Bradley?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
McCormick?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Yeah. Here. He's right behind you. Of course. Agenda, adoption of
agenda? So move.
Second.
Bradley?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes. Item 5, proof of publication. I have that before me. Moving on to item 6, review and recommendation of land acquisition for West Petrillion Region Basin number 4. And I would like to have a motion to go into executive session for items 6, 7, and 8 at this time.
I still move. Second.
Roll call.
Davidson? Yes. McCormick? Yes. Conley? Aye. Bradley? Yes. And
Chairperson? Yes. Motion to come out of the executive session.
Is there a second?
Second. Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes. Item 6, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase of the district from the estate of Eugene Kinbinder, Track 2, for the WP4 project for the purchase price of $178,430, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and to approval as to form by legal counsel.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Any comments from the general public? No. Okay, good. I'm sorry. Do I see there's any comments? Roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes. Recommendation that GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase district TMG1 LLC Track 1 for the WP4 project for the purchase prices $3,250,948, subject to change deemed necessary by the GM and approval to form by district legal counsel. Motion?
Staff recommendation.
Second.
Comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Yes. Item 7, recommendation GM be authorized to execute the purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district of Diane J. Moore Family Limited Partnership, Track 6, for the Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $728,260, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel.
I so move staff recommendation.
Second.
Comments? Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. Item 7, recommendation, GM be authorized to execute purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district for the Moore Family Limited Partnership Track 7 for the dam site total project for the purchase price of $870,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval by the forum district legal counsel.
I move staff recommendation.
Second.
Comments? Roll call.
Gorman?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes.
And yes. Item 8, management recommends the subcommittee recommend to the board that the GM be authorized to execute purchase agreement with the Wasona 168 Mennington LLC for the purchase of 44.517 acres for the construction of Dam Site 7 Regional Detention Basin Project for a total amount of $2,301,117, subject to such other terms and conditions as the GM determines necessary and legal counsel approves as to form.
I move that recommendation.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments from the directors? Roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
Bradley?
No.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
No.
Jefferson?
Yes. What was the vote there? I missed it.
3-2.
3-2.
And that concludes our agenda.